This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 11 for Tuesday, August 9th. I'm Adam Pelishotti. The ice futures canola market is higher on Tuesday morning, largely due to spillover from crude and veg oils. Most of the prairies will experience normal temperatures and sunny skies later today, putting weather-based pressure on canola prices. However, some areas of Saskatchewan and Alberta are still struggling with drought with no precipitation forecast in the short term. Crude oil is higher to start the day, ignoring the possibility of weakening demand due to a potential recession. Soy oil is higher, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is mostly steady, only down 0.08 of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is up $4.20 per ton to $851.20. In the U.S., crop ratings released by the USDA on Monday is making an impact on corn, wheat, and soybean futures. After dry conditions hit the Western Corn Belt, the U.S. crop is rated 58% good to excellent, 3 points lower than the previous week, and the second lowest at this date since 2012. Meanwhile, France's Ag Ministry is estimating that its corn crop will be 18.5% less than last year's due to the country's worst drought since 1958. However, the USDA announced yesterday sales of 105,000 tons of new crop to Italy and 120,000 more to an unknown destination. The September corn contract is up 8 cents U.S. per bushel to $6.17. U.S. wheat was also hit hard by hot and dry conditions this past week. The spring wheat crop rating dropped 6 points to 64% good to excellent. The spring wheat harvest is only 9% complete compared to a historical average of 19%, while the winter wheat harvest is 86% complete compared to 91% on average. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 1 cent U.S. per bushel to $7.79. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is also down 1 cent U.S. at $8.47. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 cents U.S. at $8.85. Soybeans were not as affected by the dry weather as much as corn or wheat, but the U.S. crop condition declined 1 point to 59% good to excellent. The number of inspections last week, according to the USDA, was more than 867,000 tons, the highest in 12 weeks. On Monday morning, the USDA announced the sale of 132,000 tons of new crop beans to China. The August soybean contract is up 34 cents U.S. per bushel to $16.53. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 9th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.